often referred to as square dancing or dancing grannies. The phenomenon of group aerobics is all the rage in Chinese towns and cities. Driving forward this fitness craze is a huge number of older people who see it as a way of keeping healthy, but also as a means of meeting friends. China currently has 230 million people over the age of 60, accounting for 16.7% of the total population. The proportion is growing due to decades of strict family planning policy and increased life expectancy. Meanwhile, elder care services are far from sufficient across the country. There are just 30 nursing home beds per 1,000 elderly people. So the question of how to secure quality of life for seniors has turned into a main concern for Chinese society.
My parents are in their mid-80s. It's better for them to live at home than in a nursing house. But healthcare is a problem. Could efficient medical services be provided if they are hit by sudden illness?
My husband and I both have heart disease. Our children are busy with work. When we have difficulties, it's impossible to seek assistance from them. We are looking for nursing homes, but to find those with suitable environment, equipment and health services is expensive.
The government has got the message loud and clear. In fact, elder care is one of the key topics at the ongoing annual session of the National People's Congress, China's top legislature. Premier Li Keqiang shed some light on the issue when he delivered the government work report at the opening ceremony of the NPC session.
We will launch a new round of trials for comprehensive reform in service sector and support non-governmental sector in providing education, elderly care, health care and other services. We will encourage the development of new service models and cross-sectoral integration, combined medical and elderly care services.
The report was closely reviewed by NPC deputies, with many making constructive suggestions on how to provide better care for older people. Deputy Jia Weiping is the president of the Shanghai Sick People's Hospital. She called for a widening and strengthening of service teams through professional training.
People who are willing to help seniors, for example volunteers and social workers, can all be included in the team and trained. The community can provide a platform inviting doctors and geriatric specialists to give professional training. A consistent and established plan is very important.
Deputy Shen Zhigang, a professor with Shanghai Jiao Tong University, suggested social care market should be opened up to private companies to give seniors a